ओम शांति। दिस इवनिंग वी हैव गैदर्ड टू चर्न द मुरली और टू रिवाइज द मुरली। द पॉइंट्स इज ऑलवेज गुड टू रिवाइज द पॉइंट। वन ऑफ द थिंग विच आई ऑलवेज see in the Murli is relationship. You can read the Murli somewhere, but when you are listening to the Murli in the class, then you establish relationship, whether the child and the father, teacher and the student, guru or the devotee, not devotee, because Baba said not to use the word devotee, not to become devotees. And sometimes you feel that Baba is a surgeon and you are the patient. Today Baba talk about boatman and the boat. Right? But main point of Baba's Murli, do you want to speak some points? I find that today's point, main point of Baba's Murli was his recognition. If you notice in your own life, or if you study any other study of any other religion or organization, the introduction of God is quite different from others. In our own life, with the background of the Hindu religion, we never able to focus on light. Although we light the light, we look at the light, and while looking at the light, there was some kind of attraction towards the light, the beauty, some power, something in the light we used to feel, but we are never able to focus on the light as God. You always put the corporeal being, like Rama and Krishna and Ganesh and Hanuman and other gods and goddesses in front of us, and focus on that god and goddesses with the different qualities and different type of desire to be fulfilled. We never think about one day will come when we will going to visualize God as light. And even in the path of devotion, we call God as light, but we never visualize God as light in the form of a tiny little dot or tiny little star. We always visualize God as big and vast light. And that is why sometimes Baba says that devotees of the Brahma Jnani, they always see God as a light, but they misunderstand the light of soul's world, that is sixth element of light, as God. But now Baba has spoken the clear understanding that sixth element of light, which is a orange-red color light, is not God. But we live, God lives in that light. It's like a sky. And he lives in that, and we all also live there. So there is a lot of difference between the concept of God in the path of devotion and path of knowledge. And today Baba says, some children, they come for a long period of time and still they are not able to catch hold of this understanding, this introduction and this focusing. That's why I think Baba always speak about. Although in the path of devotion also there are some words. You know what Baba says, that forget your body and see yourself as soul and remember me. In Gita also there are some words like this. But we did never understand even that. So as soon as we come in Baba's knowledge, and some of the sisters or teacher ask you the question, who are you? No? I was asked the question, who are you? And with a lot of pride or lot of intoxication, I describe myself as bodily being, Kumari, the student, female. But then as soon as our teacher said, this is the introduction of your body. And when body will die, what will happen? So it is not you, the body is not you, but soul, the spirit is you and this is the body. And then there was a kind of realization, it's true. When we say, so you are a peaceful being, you are a loveful being, you are not talking to the body. Although we express our feelings of peace and love and happiness through the body, but we the soul is light, the point of light. And Baba is the Supreme Soul who reside in the soul world and only come at the confluence age. And when he comes in the confluence age, he had to take the body. So he comes in the body of, which body he comes? In Brahma Baba's body. And he speaks this knowledge. When we come in Baba's knowledge, the two things which shows that we belong to here, one is when we listen to this knowledge, we feel this knowledge, we never hear this knowledge. How many of you felt this is something new? We never hear this knowledge. And second thing is, we feel that we belong to here. We belong to here. Means this is what, where I was searching for, and this is where I come from. So when we have this knowledge of the soul and supreme soul as incorporeal, doesn't have any physical bodily shape, nor the subtle bodily shape, but the pure energy, then we can draw that energy of God within us. And with this, we are not like the people in the world. We are like different people. Different people in the sense, how the people react to the situation. know. And Baba has said all of a sudden something will happen. So Baba says, lot of calamities will come. Anybody dreamt that this coronavirus will going to spread anywhere to that extent? We never imagined. We never even dreamt these things. And all of a sudden it has shaken the whole world. But do you think you have shaken with this problem which we are facing at this present moment? Baba's children are not fearful, they are fearless. Once we understand the knowledge of soul and knowledge of eternity, that nothing is being destroyed. Soul is not destroyed. Soul change the dress and the dress. All the bodily elements are not destroyed. The element, basic element, are not destroyed. It goes back to the original form. So nothing is destroyed. Only forms are changed. Only the places, dresses and addresses are changed. So we are not fearful any situation. Whatever situation comes, we know that some will come to Madhuban, some may not able to come to Madhuban because of the situation. But we are happy in both situations. So Baba says, both of the truth will shake, but never drown. Do you have this faith? You all have to have a one by one faith which Baba talk about. Baba says, lot of calamities will come, like earthquake, the famine, there will be other calamities. Now this is the calamities we are facing. And people will starve. But Baba's children will not starve. The death of the starvation is considered the worst death. That means if somebody dying because they don't have the food and they have hunger, pain, that is considered as the worst death. And Baba says that Baba's children will not die of that pain. That is starvation. Because Baba can give so much experience to us. You know, Baba says, sometime I will going to give the vision that you are in the subtle region and you are eating the fruits of the subtle region and you feel full. You don't have any hunger, pain, but of course it's a subtle thing. Your body will go down, but you will not have the feeling of starvation. So Baba has guaranteed so many things. And one thing which we have to understand, where Baba's children is there, there's a safety for you and safety around you, for those who are around you. Even one soul of Baba is present in the plane or boat or anywhere. There's a lot of safety or protection for others and ourselves. You must have heard so many things in the different centers. Recently there was an earthquake in Jamaica, 7.7. And nothing, not even one thing fell from the shelf. Nothing. And the sister was saying that she was lying down and she felt that she is in some swing. She did not even know that was earthquake. She felt she's swinging in the swing of happiness. By the time she realized that it's earthquake, it gone, it finished. So Baba has given us a lot of Baba's points. One thing which I think we have to revise is Avekt Vaptadas Murli, which is coming when Baba's day is there. And last time Baba gave the homework that 8 times, 5 minutes, you have to practice going in the bodiless stage in a second and maintain that for 5 minutes each time. Are you doing that practice? 8 times. And Baba has even given the accommodation to us that if you don't do for the whole day, you can make up in the night. You can sit for 48 hours, or 40, whatever time, 5 minutes for 8. 40 minutes. And you can make up. Baba has given so much accommodation for that. And that is what we need. I will read the message which Sachi Ben gave on Thursday. Many of you have listened to the message, right? But may not have read through the paper. So I was going to read so that it can fix more deeply in our mind. The Bhog Message, Sadguru War, 12th of March, 2020. Right? By Shashi Ben. Everybody knows Shashi Ben. Carrying everyone's loving remembrance, I reached a subtle region. What did I see there? A wonder. It looked like a leisure show with a different color light emanating and spreading all around. The wonder was, it was looking like a leisure show and different color light was emerging and spreading all around. From one ray of light, there was experience of lot of noise. One went, or one was there, and there was lot of noise, lot of confusion, noise. Second ray of light was the scene of the fear and worry. And from the third ray of light, the scene that was one of the confusion of what is happening. These were the three different lights. One is a lot of noise. Second was the fear and worries. And third rays of light was seen. That was one of the confusion of what is happening. You hear three different type of light? And then on other direction, I saw another light that was actually creating beautiful design like a fountain. In the third direction, I saw the beautiful building. A very powerful light was shining out from there, and the vibration that was emanating very lovely. So three direction. One direction, three types of light. One direction, another type of light, fountain-like design. Another direction, there was a building. beautiful building, very powerful light was shining out from there, maybe Mount Abu, no? And the vibration that was emanating, very lovely. After a few seconds, I saw Baba coming from the distance, and as he came closer, Baba said, "Child, what are you looking at?" I then said, "Baba, from the first scene, very strange sound was heard." Baba explained, "The children know what is happening in the world at present time." No? Lot of sound, lot of confusion. Baba has already shared this. There is fear, disheartedness, and worry. Fear, disheartedness, and worry. They are going through all of that and wondering what is happening. People of the world had thought of one thing, but something else is coming in front of them. And this is why they are very confused. So first three rays are of worldly people. The second light is that of Baba's children engaged in their own self endeavor, effort, and service. Sometime BKs too come into confusion, and their stage fluctuates from very high to a very low stage. Sometime they have lot of experience through their effort, and then sometime, like the people of the world, they also create the thought of fear and worries. This is mixed with Baba's children also. They are always curious to know what is the news. So they are always want to know what is the news, what is the next stage, what is this, what is that. So second scene was of Baba's children, who were in this middle stage. Any of this you feel that you are? No? Because fear and worries, disheartenedness, this create, it break down the immune system. It creates the stress, and through the stress, our immune system is break down. And if immune system is break down, then what will happen? Some, if not coronavirus infection, but some other infection could come. Baba explained the third scene where powerful light was emerging and spreading all around. Baba is seeing how the situations also help us move ahead. Situation in the world help us to move ahead. So now, according to the time, children had to be introverted. And emerge the power of your inner stage all the time. Sometimes children get into external situation and become extroverted, talking about this, checking all the time, news, So that is extrovertness. However, you must now look at the time and become introverted. Pay attention to empower the inner self. Because people are looking at us. Baba is continuing to give you signals. From time to time, at regular interval, take yourself into the inner cave. Understand your original powers. Experience those original powers and enable others to experience them also. So what is our task? Baba is continuing to give you signals from time to time at regular intervals. Take yourself into the inner cave. Understand your original powers. Experience those original powers and enable others to experience them also. Children should not go into expansion. Too much talking about the situation. Children should not go into expansion. Come into essence and experience the power of the essence. Pay special attention to your tapasya. Experience and practice it more. Then there was a scene with many children in front of Baba. Baba was making the children sit in the drill of yoga. There was a scene that you are in front of Baba and Baba is teaching this drill. Baba was giving the signal through the drill that no matter what act you are engaged in, whether in the laukik or alaukik world, take time out from your task. Brahmin must not use the word we are busy. You are too busy. The word busy must come out of the dictionary of Brahmins. So Baba says, whether you are busy, you are engaged, not Baba is telling you, busy, you are engaged in the laukik or alaukik world, take time out from your task and activities and to practice the drill of empowering your inner stage. Continue this and you will be able to benefit others. Whatever you take from the Father, you will able to share with others. Yes, you have to share the Father power, not share the news. Other people share the news. You just have the glimpse of that and you finish with that. Baba then said that you children are very fortunate because you are under the canopy of Baba's protection. Before time, Baba has given all the signal that there should not be thought about any situation. Baba has said that this situation will come, that situation will come. So Baba has already told you the all the things which are going to take place. So when it takes place, why to worry? So before time, Baba has given you all the signal that there should not be the thought about any situation. Nothing new. No? Don't have worry, but see this situation that are coming in front of you. They are coming to give you more experiences. They're pushing you. They are coming to take you further into your inner powerful stage. It is to intensify your effort and take you to a stage of completion. Take this way. Children are always under the Father's canopy of protection, so remain light. You are under the Father's protection, so Baba says, be light. Don't see it as a problem or situation that you have to go across, but see it as catalyst for stabilizing your stage even further, pushing you to stabilize yourself further. So Baba was standing today and making everyone practice the drill. And everyone, all the children were standing in the angelic form, very focused. Baba then gave love and remembrances to everyone, and then I return. Om Shanti. It was a good message, right? It was a reminder to all of us. I was told that it was going to be played. I said that concentration may not be so much. So that is why I decided to read it. Any question? I think Brahmin must stop talking too much about situation. No? And worrying about what will happen. No worries, like how the worldly people worry. They fear. So actually, from 6 o'clock, we supposed to have the meditation. And this evening, I think after listening to the message and Baba's Murli, I think we can practice drills. You know, when before Baba comes, when Suraj Bhai gives the class, actually he gives a lot of drills. He takes the one point of the self-respect and gives the drill for 5-6 minutes, then he started speaking for 4-5 minutes and then giving the next drill. Okay. Om Shanti. Yeah. Yes, now. Third of me. Yes, sister. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, would you agree that it's difficult for us to tell them that they are a point because they've never experienced?
Yes. Yes, it is good to tell them the actually main idea of the giving, you know, getting detached from the body or detached from the situation is the soul consciousness and God consciousness. And if they can do that one, even for a few minutes, and even if they cannot do it, but you make them sit in front, you speak, your vibration will reach, you practice, your vibration will reach, and they will feel relaxed, they will feel better. Even if they cannot catch hold of the thought. Even outside too. Outside also, you can say. Whether they understand or not understand. You know, I felt how the power of vibration works. Because one time I decided to go to the mental hospital. Not mental hospital, the hospital for retarded. No, mentally retarded. And everybody start laughing. You going to the mentally retarded? What will you going to do? They are not going to listen to anything. But I decided in my mind that I must go there. And they brought in the hall people, 60 years old, but they were 5 years age, their mental capacity. And I started speaking as if I'm speaking to the people who understand everything what I'm talking. And believe or not, those vibrations reach many people, many of those people who were there. And they come and they play with us, they dance with us, they did so many different things. I take some other people also. And some of you can feel that what they have done and what they have become. You were able to see. So people will not understand even now, but they will understand. The mukti soul world, going to the soul world, will going to be only with the consciousness that we are beyond. That consciousness, everybody will go. God is light. That consciousness will be there. When they will be remembering at the time of need, they're remembering their guru, they're remembering their images, and they're not finding any power through them, then they will feel that there's someone higher than these people who are here, who we consider as a instrument to give us the power. That understanding will come at some point. And although they may not understand, but your vibration, your sitting, you know, they sometimes, even if they don't understand, they will sit down with you or they may listen to you or something. But when you speaking, your vibrations will going to reach, your power will going to reach. And one day, one time, when you do not know what time, that scene will emerge in front of them and that they will go to the mukti and suffering will be less. Main idea is we have to, whatever we are doing is less suffering, event will happen, destruction will take place, but less suffering will be there. If somebody say, okay, so and so person is suffering, I want him to live or I want him to die, we just tell Baba, Baba, this is the situation of the world, situation of the person. Whatever happened, whether living or whether dying, let it be peaceful and happy. That's all we do. So we can't change the event, but we can change the severity and pain of the events. Sometimes you see you are there in your white costume and people around them, their fear disappears. Just your presence. I don't know if you have experienced these things. So our presence will going to bring a lot of feeling. And of course, this, especially Baba talking about the drill, that will get definitely. First of all, we must be able to get detached, no? In one place, I had a lot of challenges of the hurricane. And I felt I passed with honor. When I come to Madhuban and there was a workshop, and one of the senior sisters said, at the time of hurricane, did you say, Baba, I'm coming to you? I'm coming to you, means completely detached, I'm coming to you. You know? I said, according to this thought, I am not passed with honor. But I felt I was passed with honor because I was not fear, I did not have any. And anybody who phoning in the country, they said, hello, I'm Sister Himlata speaking. Oh, nothing will happen there. When people have so much faith, when you are Brahma Kumar and Kumaris, nothing will happen, or if it happens, it will be very little, you know, something of that effect. So people do have a lot of expectation, lot of faith, that this, although whole of their life, they will be opposing us. You know, Laukik never accepted what life we are living. Alaukik family also sometime. But when the time of need, first person they remember is Brahma Kumar and Kumaris, no? Even your own Laukik people. You ever see that? Whole life they don't accept philosophy, they don't want to practice, they don't want to do anything, but at the time of need, then they say, oh, these people will give their strength. So people have a lot of expectation. We know that we can spread and calm down their worries and fear. So we are in the best place in Madhuban to practice. As if nothing is happening, whatever is happening outside. We are not being touched by those things.